Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts. Here's a sip for the crew's death disease. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace.
Somebody got a self, I just might spare one and give a brother a fair one. Now that's a voice I recognize. That is hip-hop artist Rakim. He releases his third solo album today called The Seventh Seal. You may not recognize that voice, though, because this is a guy who, although he's influenced many hip-hop artists that we know very, very well, he's not well-known across the country today. This is Rakim's first solo album in 9 years, highly anticipated by those who know him. And if you're too young to remember 9 years ago or too old for Rakim's music to be relevant for you, we've got Professor David Wall Rice here from Clark University to explain why you should know more about Rakim. Good morning, David.
Hey, Celeste. How are you?
Good. So I know Rakim, but lots of people don't, although they've heard his, they've certainly heard the influence of his music, right?
Absolutely. Sure. They sure have.
Who is this guy, and why should we be caring about his new album?
Well, they tell me I can have a little bit of fun this morning, so instead of answering that question outright, let's go ahead and play this from an artist you might find more familiar, or listeners might find more familiar.
Go for it. Whatever you say is wrong, whatever I say is right. You think of my name now whenever you say hi. Became a commodity because I'm W-H-I-T-E, because MTV was so friendly to me. Can't wait till Kim sees me. Now is it worth it? Look at my life. How was it perfect?
Okay, so, you know, I just came from Detroit. That, of course, is Detroit's favorite. Hip-hop son, Eminem.
Celeste, you are really cool. Yeah, that actually is Celeste. That's Eminem, and that's from his 2001 hit, I'm Back. And now, what a lot of people might not realize, you, of course, not included, being familiar with Rakim and Eminem, is that Eminem got that inspiration from that song largely from Rakim's 1990 release, My Melody. And in putting the song together, well, again, let's kind of listen to a music sample of it. Turn up the bass, check out my melody, hand out a cigar. I'm letting knowledge be born, and my name's the R. A.K.A. I am not like the rest of them, I'm not on a list. Catch what I'm saying, I drop lines like a scientist. My melody's in the cold, the very next episode. Okay, so, so the
right.
Interesting thing you might notice there, Celeste, is that there's similarity in theme, rhythm, alliteration, all that kind of stuff. And so what's so intriguing is that it's not only Eminem, who is, of course, a multi-platinum selling artist that Rakim has influenced, but also the likes of Tupac and Jay-Z and Nas, and they all seem to pay tribute and respect to Rakim and their music. So, and even Rage Against This Machine, of course, which is a metal rock rap.
Yeah, you might not expect
Zach
it.
De La Rocha, also were influenced by Rakim, and here let's listen to a little bit of them as well. I was a fiend before I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream. Music orientated. So when hip hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzle.
That is not the version of the song that I know, actually. The one that I have is from my album that came from Eric B. and Rakim, right? In 1990.
That's right, the 1990 version of it. That's right.
Let's hear a little bit of the original version of that song, the way that I remember it. I was a fiend before I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream. Music orientated. So when hip-hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Cause I grabbed okay, the so, David, say, you know, let me tell you what I like about Rakim, and being not an expert in any way, shape, or form about hip-hop, maybe you can tell me if that's what critics like about him, okay?
Okey-doke.
I mean, number one, he's laid back. He's like the hip-hop guy with groove. And he's just got this really easy, very non-rush, not pressure, it's not, doesn't feel intense. But the other thing I really like about Rakim is, as a mom, I can play this music at home because there's not a huge amount of profanity in there. There's not extremely violent lyrics. So we're talking about a major constant changes in rhythm, a master of rhyme, laid back, and not offensive.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is like one of the songs that I played for my now 2-year-old son in utero. So certainly, you know, in terms of having some significant kind of influence, of course, I bring it home. But also, you know, he's had a wide-ranging amount of influence just because he's kind of like that cool older brother. And so he seems to talk and people listen. He hasn't particularly reinvented himself. He's remained consistent to a formula that people have respected. And I think that his level of authenticity, folks really appreciate. And they show him love.
He's not Madonna, you're saying. He doesn't have a new incarnation of himself with every album.
No, you're not going to hear a dance or electro track from Rakim anytime soon.
Right. So, you know, if what you're saying and what I'm saying is true, that he has been so influential, how come nobody knows, well, very few people know the name of Rakim?
Well, you know, I think that there's so many different ways to go at that. I think the people who need to know, no. I was actually talking to Ice Cube last week in collaboration with this book that we're trying to do, and he says, if I'm not cool enough for you to get my rhymes, then you don't need to hear them. And I think that kind of speaks to Rakim as well. Folks who need to know him do know him, and you probably have heard of him before. He actually has, you know, been on several notable soundtracks and whatnot, and he just has not felt the need to quote-unquote sell out, sign to big labels. He's coming out independent on this release today, and people, again, respect him for it.
And he talks about God a lot. Since you talk about your new book coming out soon, which is about identity and public narratives, the name of your book is I Ain't No Joke, and that's actually the title of one of his songs from his first album.
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set.
Now that is old school hip hop, if I ever heard it before. That is Rakim, Ain't No Joke, off of his first album, Paid in Full. His new album is coming out today. It's called The Seventh Seal. We're going to go out on a little bit from his song, Walk These Streets. That was David Wall Rice speaking with us. He's a psychology professor with Morehouse College's Identity Stasis Lab, and author of the new book, Identity Through Public Narratives. It's called I Ain't No Joke. Thanks, David. This is Rakim, a single off his first album.
Perform in cities, hoods, and slums. The best sellers draw, and money is the only thing that get love. They say don't let it make you, but that's how they rate you. And the more you got, the more they hate. That's okay.